Perry Lyons was an All-America catcher in college at Delta State. In 1981, he was a 15th-round draft pick of the New York Mets, and advancing rapidly through the organization. He was picked the Carolina League MVP in 1984. He batted .307 and drove in 108 runs at AAA Tidewater and finally earned the promotion to the Mets in 1986. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. Thank you for coming by today. My name is Greg Stewart, and this program is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to WWIB Incorporated. You can learn more anytime at WWIB.com. Barry helped get pro baseball back in his hometown of Biloxi, Mississippi, when the Milwaukee Brewers AA team moved in a few years ago. And he is the Shuckers team ambassador. And he's back with me here on Sports and Commentary. So you played college ball, like I said, at Delta State, All-America there. On with the Mets and a World Series champ with that ball club in 1986. Share a little bit of your baseball biography here on Sports and Commentary, will you, Barry?
Yes. I played college baseball at Delta State University, a Division II powerhouse, if you will, under a gentleman by the name of Dave Boo Ferris. And Coach Ferris was a great Boston Red Sox pitcher back in the 40s, was the Rookie of the Year in 1945, and was the best pitcher in all of Major League Baseball in 1946 with a 25-6 record. Pitched the shutout in the World Series on the old Ted Williams team when they played the Cardinals. But Boo was from Cleveland, Mississippi, a small town in the Delta, and he started this program from scratch, and I was blessed to play for him. He was not only my coach, but he was a father figure, a mentor, a friend, and somebody that was a very pivotal part of my career and my life. But I was drafted by the Mets. I played 14 years total, 7 years in the major leagues. Unfortunately, but yet fortunately, the years I played for the Mets, we were probably the most dynamic team in all of baseball. But I was stuck behind a great Hall of Fame catcher, Gary Carter. So my playing time did not, allow me to play as much as I would have loved to have played. But I was on a team, a great team with a lot of great ball players. We had a great run. Fell short in some ways, but it was a great time to be a New York Met. I played with the Dodgers, Angels, White Sox after that. Just loved the game of baseball. Was very fortunate, blessed to live out my childhood dream of being a big leaguer and what I refer to as an adulthood dream of bringing minor league baseball to my hometown.
Well, Barry, you traveled a pretty bumpy road of life, drug and alcohol addictions, injuries in baseball. You lost everything. You were wiped out by Hurricane Katrina. So your life, I guess, could be described as a train wreck, and that's when you decided to invite Jesus into your heart and let him take over, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Greg. As I mentioned earlier, I had battled addiction for many years, but and Hurricane Katrina, the devastation and the loss that I suffered, as well as hundreds and thousands of other peoples here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast suffered as well. But that really took the toll on me, and my addiction spiraled out of control at that point, and the depression that I was going through, and just the loss of a brother to suicide, to my parents who were physically just broken and just trying to care for them. It was a very dark period in my life and a big, big struggle. I ended up losing a marriage to a good woman. But fortunately and thankfully, I was blessed to meet a woman, Julie, about a year after my divorce, and we've been married for 7.5 years now, and my ex-wife had remarried, and our relationship is good. But when I gave my life to Christ, it changed everything. And what was lost, or what I gave away, or what the enemy stole from me, has been recovered and just restored and to be redeemed and cleansed and set free by the gift of salvation, which Jesus Christ gave us through his death on the cross at Calvary. Is just, it's been amazing. I went through a 90-day Christian addiction recovery program here in South Mississippi, and today I'm a board member of that program. So from a client 7.5 years later to a board member and somebody that speaks at churches and support groups, I travel. At times I'm pretty busy with sharing my testimony, other times maybe not so, but I love to go out and speak not only to kids about baseball, but baseball is a platform to share Christ with these kids. But I also speak at churches and share my testimony at support groups. You know, God calls us all to share our testimony and to help others and to lead others to Him. And there's no greater joy, there's no greater success than when you have a hand or at least have an assist in leading someone to Christ. That is the ultimate. And I've been very blessed in having been someone who has experienced that, and it's just an amazing gift.
All right, Barry Lyons, a former major league catcher and now the team ambassador for the Milwaukee Brewers Double-A team. Of Double A Club in Biloxi, Mississippi, on the phone with me. Barry, thanks for coming back today and for taking these days with you on Sports and Commentary. Appreciate it very much. God bless you.
Thank you for allowing me to share my testimony, and I just am very blessed and thankful for who I am in Christ and what Jesus Christ did for all of us. God bless you, and thank you so much once again for reaching out to me and inviting me to speak with you today.